Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into the UK's new blueprint for securing the materials that are just essential for our future.
Right.
The Critical Mineral Strategy, also known as Vision 2035. And this isn't just about rocks, is it? It's about industrial stability.
It's entirely about reducing vulnerability.
Yeah.
I mean, these minerals, we talk about lithium, rare earth elements, they're vital for the whole green energy shift.
In communications, defense, everything.
All of it.
Yeah.
And the forecasts, well, they really show why the UK has to act right now. The demand for lithium, just as one example, is anticipated to increase by a staggering 1,100% by 2035.
1,100%. That's just an extraordinary number. And it's colliding with a supply chain that's, you know, far too concentrated in just a few places globally.
Exactly.
So our mission in this deep dive is to find the most important, the measurable details of the UK's plan to navigate this massive global scramble.
Precisely. And the strategy itself is built on two core pillars.
Yeah.
First, optimize domestic production. So what we can do here. And second, build resilient UK and global supply networks.
So if those are the aims, what are the actual quantifiable targets for success? What does optimized actually mean in hard numbers by 2035?
Well, this is where it gets interesting because it's highly specific. Vision 2035 lays out three really measurable goals.
Right.
First, the domestic contribution. By 2035, at least 10% of the UK's annual industrial demand for these minerals has to be met by UK-based extraction, processing, or refining.
That 10% target is significant, especially considering where we are now. And I understand there's a massive focus on the circular economy side of things, too.
Oh, absolutely. That's the second measurable goal. The target is for 20% of total annual UK demand to be met through recycling and material recovery.
Yeah.
Again, by 2035.
Okay, so 10% domestic production, 20% from recycling.
And then the third goal, and this is the one tied directly to security, is diversification. The plan is that no single country should account for more than 60% of the UK's annual demand for any one critical mineral.
Which is a huge push for security. Now, moving beyond that traditional critical list, the strategy also introduces this forward-looking category, doesn't it? Growth minerals.
Yes.
Things like copper, uranium, synthetic graphite. Why are they being given a separate focus?
Because they aren't facing the same immediate and severe supply risks as something like lithium or cobalt, but they are absolutely essential for the UK's strategic growth sectors.
So we're talking advanced batteries, specialized aerospace.
Clean nuclear energy, exactly. They've been separated out to make sure that future supply aligns very specifically with the UK's industrial expansion plans. It's about getting ahead of the curve.
And domestically, optimizing that production means leveraging regional strengths. We hear a lot about exploration in places like Cornwall and Teesside, but what about existing industry?
And that's where places like Wales come in. They are leveraging their established strengths, particularly in what's known as midstream expertise.
Yeah.
It means the specialized purification, the refining, the processing facilities you need before the raw material can actually be used in manufacturing.
Yeah.
It's that sophisticated processing step that adds the real value.
Okay, but this strategy goes way beyond what's physically in the ground in the UK. And here's where it gets really interesting, I think.
The global piece.
The global piece. The UK is leaning hard into its financial infrastructure. It's using the City of London as this global center for mining finance and institutions like the London Metal Exchange.
That financial ecosystem is the critical lever for the whole international strategy. Look, the UK can't dig up everything it needs, so it has to partner and invest.
Which is where these international growth partnerships come in, with Canada, Australia, India, Japan.
Exactly. All to push that diversification goal. And crucially, they are using public finance tools, UK Export Finance, the National Wealth Fund, to de-risk these big extraction and processing projects.
To make them more attractive for private capital?
For private capital, yes.
Yeah.
Both domestically and abroad.
So what does this all mean? It sounds like a very clear, proactive strategy, one that's designed to turn a really serious supply vulnerability into a measurable economic opportunity.
That's the plan. Exactly. But here's the challenge to keep in mind, the final thought. The International Energy Agency projects that over $500 billion.
Half a trillion.
$580 billion will be needed globally by 2040 just to develop the new mines required to meet current climate pledges.
That is a colossal number.
It is. So the real test for the UK, for this entire strategy, is whether it can successfully leverage the sophistication of its financial sector to mobilize that kind of international capital. Can it make these complicated high-risk projects around the world bankable?
And in doing so, ensure those reliable supply lines back home.
That's it. That's where the strategy ultimately succeeds or fails.